All right, let's move on. Obviously, the kids have just gone back to school in the last few weeks, and we've had a specific question from someone in Newton Leeds about issues with parking outside the school there. This seems to be an issue across the city. You know, certainly I've gone to a couple of places where I've just happened to hit kids being dropped off, or it's collection time, and it just seems to be that people just think they can park anywhere that they want to.
I'm afraid parking outside school is a habitual problem, and it's usually, as we all know, parents of those who are dropping their children off who may be causing the problem. Generally speaking, and I think this is now in all parts of Thames Valley, that parking has been decriminalised, and enforcement of things like double yellow lines is a matter for the council. But where the parking is dangerous, the police still do have the power to act. Now, of course, dangerous can be a little bit subjective, but where there is a clear and obvious danger to traffic, the police do have a power. But very happy to respond to that specific one from your listener off air, because that's clearly about a particular issue in a particular local area.
So I know a lot of the schools do try and tackle this. So is it a case that Thames Valley Police would be working with the schools in some cases, or is it now down to the council to work with the schools?
Long-term, practically, I think it should be the council about, well, where are the WO lines going to be? Where are the zigzag lines outside schools? Also, what provision have schools got for parking on site or near the site? Yeah, ultimately, we know it's an annoyance and can be a danger when people park badly, but also people need to get their children to school. So what provisions made for safe transport to school, whether that's walking, school buses, cycling, or somewhere for parents to park? Those bits are beyond the realm of the police, but I think if we want to tackle the problem, we need to look at them. But there will be instances where you know, some of the PCSOs will particularly focus around areas where there is known dangerous parking, and try and have a bit of a blitz on some of those areas.